they were stars on this stage, each playing to an audience of two. The passion of their pretense created the actuality. Here, finally, was the quintessence of self-expression. Yet it was probable that, for the most part, their love expressed Gloria rather than Anthony. He felt often like a scarcely tolerated guest at a party she was giving. Telling Mrs. Gilbert had been an embarrassing matter. She sat stuffed into a small chair and listened with an intense and very blinky sort of concentration. She must have known it, for 3 weeks Gloria had seen no one else. And she must have noticed that this time there was an authentic difference in her daughter's attitude. She had been given special deliveries to post. She had heeded, as all mothers seem to heed, the hither end of telephone conversations, disguised but still rather warm. Yet she had delicately professed surprise and declared herself immensely pleased. She doubtless was. So were the geranium plants blossoming in the window boxes, and so were the cabbies when the lovers sought the romantic privacy of hansom cabs. Quaint device and the staid bill.